This is the NOCM ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Where are the swimming baths? 2. Excuse me, what time is it? 3. Do you know where Mrs. Smith lives? 4. Is the bank open on Saturdays? 5. How much does it cost to send a postcard? 6. Are there any toilets here? 7. Does this train go directly to London? 8. When did you start your new job? 9. Could I have a kilo of carrots, please? 10. Did you enjoy the party?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Where are the swimming baths? 2. Excuse me, what time is it? 3. Do you know where Mrs. Smith lives? 4. Is the bank open on Saturdays? 5. How much does it cost to send a postcard? 6. Are there any toilets here? 7. Does this train go directly to London? 8. When did you start your new job? 9. Could I have a kilo of carrots, please? 10. Did you enjoy the party?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Today we have Elena Gomez with us. She's the author of a best-selling book about the world of work today. Thanks for coming, Elena.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Elena, tell us about how the experience of work has been changing.
Well, in traditional workplaces, people work from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening. People sometimes stay later at the office and work in the evenings. This is called working overtime.
Yes, that's a usual work situation.
Well, these people usually don't work at the weekend. They can split their working lives from their private lives. So, when they are not at work, they can focus on other things, such as hobbies, sports, and spending time with their family and friends.
OK, so how are things different now?
Well, most people can get their work emails on their mobile phones now, so they can reply quickly to an important email when they are not at work. It's easier now to work at home in the evenings, or even from somewhere else if you're not at home.
That doesn't sound much like a good balance between work and private life. It sounds like all work and no play.
That's true, but actually, this new way of working has a lot of advantages. More people can now work flexibly, which means they can leave the office early and catch up on work later, at home, in the evening. And of course, since 2020, more and more people are working from home rather than going into the office.
Do you think that will become the usual way of working in the future?
I think so. Many people have tried it over the last year and actually prefer to work from home.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Today we have Elena Gomez with us. She's the author of a best-selling book about the world of work today. Thanks for coming, Elena.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Elena, tell us about how the experience of work has been changing.
Well, in traditional workplaces, people work from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening. People sometimes stay later at the office and work in the evenings. This is called working overtime.
Yes, that's a usual work situation.
Well, these people usually don't work at the weekend. They can split their working lives from their private lives. So, when they are not at work, they can focus on other things, such as hobbies, sports, and spending time with their family and friends.
OK, so how are things different now?
Well, most people can get their work emails on their mobile phones now, so they can reply quickly to an important email when they are not at work. It's easier now to work at home in the evenings, or even from somewhere else if you're not at home.
That doesn't sound much like a good balance between work and private life. It sounds like all work and no play.
That's true, but actually, this new way of working has a lot of advantages. More people can now work flexibly, which means they can leave the office early and catch up on work later, at home, in the evening. And of course, since 2020, more and more people are working from home rather than going into the office.
Do you think that will become the usual way of working in the future?
I think so. Many people have tried it over the last year and actually prefer to work from home.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Dominic, is that you?
Oh, hello, Francesca. Is everything okay?
Yes, fine. I thought it was you. I'm a bit out of breath because I've just run over the road to talk to you. Did you get the tickets for the play at the Grand Theatre?
No, not yet. I'm going to buy them this afternoon.
Oh, good. Listen, don't buy the tickets for this Friday.
Oh, why not?
Well, I can't go to the theatre this Friday. I have to take part in a swimming competition.
Another competition? But you said you would be free.
I know. I'm sorry. I forgot. Anyway, how about next week? Are you free then? I can definitely go on Saturday next week.
Francesca, you did the same thing 2 weeks ago. Do you remember? I had cinema tickets for the new Marvel film, and you changed the plans that time too. You said you had a swimming competition then too.
I know. I am sorry.
We also missed my favourite singer 3 weeks ago because you had forgotten that you had booked to go to a restaurant with your family.
Yes, I remember now. I lead such a busy life. Maybe I should write these dates in a diary.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, never mind. I'm sure I'll find something else to do this Friday.
Well, look, Dominic, why don't we meet up after the swimming competition on Friday and go to a cafe, and we can go to see the play next week?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I can trust you.
Come on, Dominic. I promise you that I won't forget this time, and I know I will be free next week.
Okay, I'll buy theatre tickets for Saturday next week then.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Dominic, is that you?
Oh, hello, Francesca. Is everything okay?
Yes, fine. I thought it was you. I'm a bit out of breath because I've just run over the road to talk to you. Did you get the tickets for the play at the Grand Theatre?
No, not yet. I'm going to buy them this afternoon.
Oh, good. Listen, don't buy the tickets for this Friday.
Oh, why not?
Well, I can't go to the theatre this Friday. I have to take part in a swimming competition.
Another competition? But you said you would be free.
I know. I'm sorry. I forgot. Anyway, how about next week? Are you free then? I can definitely go on Saturday next week.
Francesca, you did the same thing 2 weeks ago. Do you remember? I had cinema tickets for the new Marvel film, and you changed the plans that time too. You said you had a swimming competition then too.
I know. I am sorry.
We also missed my favourite singer 3 weeks ago because you had forgotten that you had booked to go to a restaurant with your family.
Yes, I remember now. I lead such a busy life. Maybe I should write these dates in a diary.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, never mind. I'm sure I'll find something else to do this Friday.
Well, look, Dominic, why don't we meet up after the swimming competition on Friday and go to a cafe, and we can go to see the play next week?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I can trust you.
Come on, Dominic. I promise you that I won't forget this time, and I know I will be free next week.
Okay. I'll buy theatre tickets for Saturday next week then.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
A new footballing star. A 12-year-old boy from Nigeria has set a world record for the most constant football touches in 1 minute while balancing a second football on his head. Chinonso managed to touch the ball 111 times in 60 seconds without stopping, and without dropping a second ball on his head. His achievement has earned him a place in the 2021 edition of the Guinness World Records book. Chinonso Eche, from the city of Warri in southern Nigeria, has become an online celebrity, with videos of his tricks attracting thousands of viewers. Chinonso says he was motivated by seeing videos of the footballers Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in action, as well as retired Nigerian midfielder JJ Okocha. But he says he mostly taught himself his footballing skills, with some help and encouragement from his father. Now, Chinonso is hoping to turn his talents into an international career. "My dream is to become a professional footballer," he says. "I'd also like to travel all over the world and have an international career." He has the support of a management company who were impressed by his skills. For the moment, his new target is to achieve 2,000 touches of the ball while balancing a second ball on his head.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
A new footballing star. A 12-year-old boy from Nigeria has set a world record for the most constant football touches in 1 minute while balancing a second football on his head. Chinonso managed to touch the ball 111 times in 60 seconds without stopping, and without dropping a second ball on his head. His achievement has earned him a place in the 2021 edition of the Guinness World Records book. Chinonso Eche, from the city of Warri in southern Nigeria, has become an online celebrity, with videos of his tricks attracting thousands of viewers. Chinonso says he was motivated by seeing videos of the footballers Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in action, as well as retired Nigerian midfielder JJ Okocha. But he says he mostly taught himself his footballing skills, with some help and encouragement from his father. Now, Chinonso is hoping to turn his talents into an international career. My dream is to become a professional footballer, he says. I'd also like to travel all over the world and have an international career. He has the support of a management company who were impressed by his skills. For the moment, his new target is to achieve 2,000 touches of the ball while balancing a second ball on his head.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Alive and well. A man who went missing in Australia for 18 days has been found, police say. Robert Webber, age 58, was found alive and well, although very hungry and thirsty. Mr. Webber was last seen leaving a hotel in the town of Kilkeven in Queensland with his dog on 6th of January. He told police later that his car had broken down on a country road miles from anywhere. Police say Mr. Webber spent 3 days living and sleeping in the car until he ran out of water. After that, he set off on foot to try and find help. Unfortunately, he soon realised he was lost. Police say he survived by sleeping on the ground under bushes, eating mushrooms and drinking water from a lake. A rescue attempt by air and land to find Mr. Webber was stopped after failing to find him, but people living in the area were told to look out for him. A local farmer, Tony Brown, and his wife found Mr. Webber on Sunday, just 3 kilometres from where he had left his car. Mr. Brown said he and his wife saw Robert Webber sitting under a tree waving at them. Mr. Webber's dog was also found.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Alive and well. A man who went missing in Australia for 18 days has been found, police say. Robert Webber, age 58, was found alive and well, although very hungry and thirsty. Mr. Webber was last seen leaving a hotel in the town of Kilkeven in Queensland with his dog on 6th of January. He told police later that his car had broken down on a country road miles from anywhere. Police say Mr. Webber spent 3 days living and sleeping in the car until he ran out of water. After that, he set off on foot to try and find help. Unfortunately, he soon realised he was lost. Police say he survived by sleeping on the ground under bushes, eating mushrooms and drinking water from a lake. A rescue attempt by air and land to find Mr. Webber was stopped after failing to find him, but people living in the area were told to look out for him. A local farmer, Tony Brown, and his wife found Mr. Webber on Sunday, just 3 kilometres from where he had left his car. Mr. Brown said he and his wife saw Robert Webber sitting under a tree waving at them. Mr. Webber's dog was also found.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.